Last month, in several rooms of the Colorado Center for the Blind in Littleton, over a dozen young people from the Denver metro area ranging from kindergarten to high school typed furiously on Braille typewriters, also known as Braillers. They were all competing in the Braille Challenge, an annual competition that tests blind and visually impaired young people in different Braille subjects, from spelling to speed and accuracy to chart and graph reading.
So this is where you take it out. This is the thing you write it with. This is the thing that writes the dots.
Logan Galloway is in kindergarten and competing in the Braille Challenge for the first time.
He got diagnosed a few years ago with a retinal degenerative disease, so he will slowly lose his vision over time as he ages. So at his school, we're blessed to have a great school district that has offered him a TVI, or a teacher visually impaired. And she's been working with him every day at school to teach him Braille and cane training so that he's prepared for the future.
That's Logan's mom, Allison Galloway. She adds that events like the Braille Challenge are important because it allows Logan to connect with other visually impaired and blind students. Logan, on the other hand, liked being there for a different reason.
Going out of school early.
Have you had fun brailing?
Yeah.
Julie Dedden is the executive director of the Colorado Center for the Blind. She says she wants young people to be excited about learning, reading, and writing in Braille.
There's nothing better than getting all kinds of blind kids together who have the commonality of being blind and who also have the commonality of reading Braille. It's so much fun. There's so much excitement and energy around it all because they feel like really respectable to be a blind person, that they are competent, that they're like other kids.
Dedden says with the increase of audio information, it's easier for people not to learn Braille. But if they don't, it's equal to a sighted person being illiterate. She adds that around 80% of visually impaired people in the United States are unemployed. However, of those who are employed, around 80% of them are Braille readers. As such, she says learning Braille is invaluable for blind people who want to be in the workforce. However, Dedden says accessibility to Braille text also makes it harder for people to learn and practice Braille. She points to the example of Gone with the Wind. Because Braille takes more space than print, Dedden says that a copy of the book is 13 volumes, each one the size of a phone book. In addition, Brent Batron, Director of Youth Programs and Assistant Director at the Colorado Center for the Blind, says copyright laws often mean new books aren't allowed to be translated into Braille. He says that there are machines that can translate e-books into Braille as you read, but copyright laws mean that if a blind person wants to read these books, they are forced to listen to them as an audiobook instead of reading in Braille. Braille is comprised of 6 dots in 2 parallel rows of 3. Using a brailler or a small device called a slate and stylus to punch different configurations of holes into the paper, you can type any letter in the alphabet. There are also characters to distinguish if a word is supposed to be bold or italics. Batron says that with the rise of technology that provides auditory information, some people don't think Braille is as important to learn.
People think that Braille is a little bit outdated, which is not the case. If you don't know Braille, then it's hard to spell words, it's hard to construct sentences, and without being able to do that, you're missing a huge outlet. And being able to write, you know, we're able to compete on those same terms of equality if we're able to create a document or a few sentences even. You know, some of these young kids, that's what they're doing. A few sentences, string them together, and then they have a better chance to be successful.
The students are divided into 5 levels based on their grade. If they do well enough in their group, they might have the opportunity to progress onto the national competition. Johnny Jean Duran is in the 11th grade and has been studying Braille since she was 3. While she would love to make it to the Nationals this year, Duran says a big part of the competition for her is getting to be with other students who read Braille.
I really just enjoy hearing about different students. I've worked with a lot of the apprentice students before and I've taught a lot of them Braille, so I enjoy getting to see some of them win and just to see them grow as Braille writers in this competition.
In June, the National Braille Institute in Los Angeles will host the National Braille Challenge, where the top 50 students from across the United States and Canada will compete. For KGNU, I'm Julia Caulfield.